Shalom Mishpucha, Shalom family. Mishpucha is a Hebrew word, and that's what it means, family. We're the Mishpucha, the family with the Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people, where the middle wall of separation has come down between Jew and Gentile to form one new man. Getting ready, Mishpucha, to blow the grandest shofar, or the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone everywhere to hear the good news. We want everyone everywhere to be red hot for the Messiah. My guest is red hot for the Messiah. On yesterday's broadcast, he was explaining an experience he had when he was caught up to the throne room of God. And he was shown what would happen shortly in the United States of America. And that's reason to be fearful unless you know the keys for intimacy with God. And then, Tony Kemp, I think it's going to be the most exciting time on planet Earth.
I think it's going to be absolutely wonderful. I think we're going to see Isaiah 60, where it says, there's going to be darkness and gross darkness upon the people, but we are to arise and shine, and that the glory of the Lord is going to come upon us, and his light is going to be seen on us. And that multitudes, as a result of the signs and wonders that Jesus is going to do to show his love, is going to draw people to Christ. And I think we're going to see many, many wonderful salvations, tremendous deliverances, tremendous miracles of healing and miracles of provision and supply.
Now, you had another experience of going to the third heaven in 2009, which you got some keys to be able to be overcomers when things get very, very dark in the United States. Tell me about them.
Well, one of the things I think is so very important is I've been to, and for lack of a, some people will call it paradise. Some people will call it the Wonder Park. I call it the Garden of God. And, when I was there, I saw flowers that were alive, that smiled. I heard the music of heaven, and I want to mention this because it has to do again with worship. And this music literally just ebbed and flowed. And I'm African American, and we're into the rhythm and to the beat, but I noticed there was no rhythm and beat, and so I asked the Lord a question. I said, how come there's no rhythm and there's no beat? And he said, because you're in a place where there's no time. And so I heard the worship of the angels, and I heard the worship of the saints in heaven. And so what the Lord said to me was this. He said he was wanting that the worship of the saints on the earth to become similar to the worship of the saints in heaven. And he told me that, when the worship of the saints on earth resembles the worship of the people in heaven, that we would be taken into visions and trances and heavenly experiences, that the atmosphere of God would come into our services and into our homes. And one of the things he really emphasized was this, that the reason some churches are not seeing miracles in their services is because we get too conscious of the time. He indicated that we have to worship up to the manifestation of the miraculous, and the greater the worship, the greater the glory, and the greater the glory, the greater the miracle.
Well, I noticed there are two extremes. There's the seeker-sensitive that is very conscious of time.
Yes.
Then there are other churches that let the worship go as long as they feel God wants it, but most people that are part of that worship don't understand what they're headed towards, and then never get there.
Yes. Well, see, one of the things that I share with people is this. The worship is not the preliminary to the word. And the worship part of the service is really not your part of the service. When we worship, we give Jesus what is his. And then when we have the sharing of the word, because we've given Jesus what is his, then he releases his presence and his glory, and he gives us what is ours. And so one of the things that's happening with us is we are focusing in on our need. But if we would focus in on our purpose, which is to know God, make him known, and to bring him pleasure, then he would bring provision to us.
You know, I think if believers understood what you're saying right now, they throw their watches out.
Oh, yes, because see, here's what we're looking for. We're looking for that song, my song. I'm looking for that sound, my sound. And so the worship is all about me. It's what I want to hear. It's the song I want to sing. But see, in one of my experiences, this is what the Lord said. The Lord said that he is the song. And he specifically told me, he said, I am your song. And so I want to sing the song of the Lord. And so one of the things that's happened, Sid, is sometimes we get caught in singing the same old songs. Now, when we first hear a song, there's glory all over it, and we sing it. But 3 months later, 6 months later, a year later, that glory begins to delete. And that song that once had so much glory for us, it's now gone. But now we need the new song of the Spirit that will bring a new glory. And in that new glory, we'll be given wisdom. We'll be given insight. We'll be given supernatural problem-solving ability. And in times to come, there will be people in the world who will come to the believers in Jesus for answers. And we'll be just like Joseph. You know what? The answer is not in me, but God's going to give you peace. And then we'll speak the word of the Lord, and people will see wonders through Jesus Christ.
Now, when you say new song, what do you mean by that?
When we worship, what we do is we enter the realm of the Spirit. And when we take the time to develop intimacy with Christ, we will hear the song of heaven, the song that the Father wants to be sung in that home meeting, in that home church, in that service. It's the prophetic song. It's the song that the Lord is saying and singing to and over and in his people. And then when a worship leader or any saint, you don't necessarily have to have a great voice, because if you sing the song of the Spirit, it will bring the presence of the Spirit into a service. Let me share this testimony. We were doing a worship service, and there was a woman there who was in a wheelchair. She was paralyzed. And in the middle of the praise and the worship, she gets up and walks out of her wheelchair. Nobody's praying for her. So I walked up to her after the service, and I said, "What happened?" And this is what she said happened. As she worshiped, she heard a voice that said, "Get up out of your wheelchair right now." And so I believe that worship releases the activity of angels, because the angels worship the Lord with us, and the Father speaks to the angels in the name of Jesus through the Holy Spirit, and sometimes angels speak to people, and when they obey the word of the Lord, miracles are the result.
You know, just as you're speaking right now, there's such an increase of the presence of God. I believe that increase of the presence of God is not there by accident. What does God want?
There are people getting healed right now, Sid. There's a person right now who has pressure behind an eye. That pressure is being relieved, and that eye is being healed right now. There's another person. You have ringing in your ears. That ringing is dissolving right now in the name of Jesus. There's another person, you have problems with your colon, and your colon is being healed. There's another person, you have a urinary tract infection, and it is disappearing. There's another person, you have an enlarged liver, and put your hand on your liver right now. That liver is literally going to shrink in your hand. There's a person that you're literally scheduled for a hip replacement surgery. You're not going to need that surgery because you're being healed by Jesus right now. Another person, you cannot smell through your nose. Go and get some perfume smell. You're going to find out that you can smell right now. There are other people being healed. There's somebody right now, you have a lower back condition. There's problems with bulging disc, And those problems are literally disappearing. The pain is going away. You're being healed right now. There's a person right now, you having severe pain in your knee, but that pain is disappearing. And there's a man right now, you're being healed of cancer through the Lord Jesus Christ. The pain is disappearing. Go back to the doctor. They will find no trace of that cancer.
You know, I am sensing that when you enter this realm, and correct me if I'm wrong, Tony, but when you enter this realm, and I'm entering the realm with you right now, all things are possible, whether you've said it or not. Like someone said, well, he didn't call my neck. Well, just move your head. You'll see the pain is gone. I think wherever you need God, he's available right now.
Yes. People are being healed right now, even though we have not called out their condition. This healing glory, this miracle glory is literally being released. It's sort of like radio waves and TV waves. We're not unaware of them, but they're passing through us. The kingdom of heaven is being revealed right where you are. The person who is listening, the kingdom of heaven, the presence of healing, the presence of miracles is right where you are. Just receive it, and you're going to find out that you've been healed and you've received a miracle through the Lord Jesus Christ.
Well, Tony, our time is up today. But with what's going on in the show, I can't wait for tomorrow's show. Some of the miracles that are going on as Tony Kemp shares these revelations he got from heaven, especially when he moves in words of knowledge. For instance, someone actually lost 20-plus pounds instantly. One woman went to a meeting, and when she came home, her pajamas fell off. These three CDs titled Healing as Taught from Heaven, available for donation of $26, you will understand the power of peace to heal you, the power of love to heal you, the power of forgiveness to heal you. And many people get healed just when they release the guilt that they've stored up inside of themselves, and how to close the doors of sickness. As you listen to these CDs, many of you are going to be healed. For a donation of $26, three CDs, Healing is Taught from Heaven. To hear this week's interview in its entirety, or to watch archives of our television show, It's Supernatural, visit our website at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org. To receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpucha or Chalitzim, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521, or call our order-only line, 1-800-447-2697. To place a credit card order, call anytime, 1-800-447-2697. For all other calls, the number is 912-265-2500. That's 912-265-2500. For a CD of this week's broadcast, send a donation of $10 or more to Sid Roth, that's SIDROTH, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521.